Greetings, Back to the Future fans, and welcome to Marchy McMadness, a 26-episode tournament to decide the greatest episode of Back to the Future, the animated series. 13 episodes from Season 1, 13 episodes from Season 2, but in the end, there can only be one Marchy McMadness champion. For more on this, we go courtside to our host, Mikey C.
Thank you, Mr. Handsome Announcer Man. I am here courtside. I'm not really sure why. This has nothing to do with whatever these people are cheering for. They're cheering for some sort of a sport game. But I'm here to talk about Marchy McMadness, something much more important, something much more serious. Folks, over the course of this month, I've watched 26 episodes of the Back to the Future animated series, and now we're here to finally decide which one is the greatest episode of them all. And this is how it works. The bracket is broken off into two seasons, Season 1 and Season 2. Each of these seasons consists of 13 episodes. These episodes were seeded based solely on the IMDb rating that they have on IMDb.com, the Internet Movie Database. These episodes were then ranked from 1 to 13 from these ratings. The first three top-tier seeds in each season get a bye. This is due to the odd number of episodes per each season. After every round, the episodes will be reseeded based on the IMDb rankings, and then finally, the best episode from Season 1 goes up against the best episode from Season 2 to find the Marchy McMadness champion. So without further ado, the road to the Final Four and the ultimate Back to the Future animated series episode starts now. Let the McMadness begin!
To the future is my favorite thing. Always talk about it and write songs to sing. Even though there was never a part four, Marchy McFly is coming back for more. I don't make money, get no fame. Love for these characters is what I blame. Podcast about comics and cartoons and more. Cause there's still things to explore in Marchy McFly 4. It's Marchy McFly 4. Can you feel it?
Saturday night, everybody. It's March 30th, which means it's the 30th day of the fourth year of Marchy McFly. And folks, we've got a very special episode tonight. Full Marchy McMadness is in effect, and I am excited to put a final button on the Back to the Future animated series. And yesterday, I talked about the final episode of the series with my good friend Eric, and I played the episode theme song, the animated series theme song, and I said that was the last time you're ever going to hear it, but I lied for one final time, for one final episode, because I'm full of Marchy McMadness. Let's listen to that goddamn song.
Thank you.
I am excited not to talk about a episode or an episode, if I want to talk in, you know, proper grammar, proper English. I am excited to talk about every episode and talk about them for the last time in my life. I have no intention of ever talking about these episodes again as we do this Marchy McMadness bracket. The full bracket is available in the show notes and at fansnotexperts.com. You will see the full finished bracket if you want to jump ahead and cheat. It is available on the website. Again, fansnotexperts.com. But I did some real scientific and mathematical and logistical analysis to decide how this works. I just went to IMDb. I took the rankings. I figured, give me an impartial way for the show to be, the episodes to be ranked, not by me first. Then I had to find a bracket out there that could work with 26 teams, quote unquote. And I found one that gave three teams a bye. And that's how we'd get down to the proper number for each season. Originally, I thought, oh, this is easy. Give one team a bye. And then you have the even number of teams, 12. But 12 would get down to six. And then that you'd still have one episode extra, seven. You're not going to give them 2 weeks of a bye. No, they're not deserving of that. Just because IMDb gives them the number one seed doesn't mean Mikey C will give them even one pass after their bye. But folks, I'm excited to figure out what my favorite is. I'm doing this live with you. It's a bracket show. It's a team. It's a selection show. It's everything all at once. I don't know how long we're going to go, but we're going to go until we are finished. Okay. I need a refresher because some of these titles, I'm like, I'm not sure exactly what this is. So we're going to look using the website Wikipedia.com, which is the website for Wikipedia, which actually I don't even think it is. It isn't, is it? Isn't it Wikipedia.org? Wikipedia.org. We're going to use that website to just refresh each episode as I go through them really quickly to decide which one's better than the next. Now, some of these I think are going to be pretty easy. Some of them, maybe not so much. Not because I really like both of them, but mainly because I probably really dislike both of them. But which one do I dislike less? So let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into these matchups. Now, in the first round, there are three bye episodes. Three episodes that get a bye. The first one is season one, episode four, Witchcraft. Marty catches Jennifer talking to a school jock named Kelp and assumes she is dating behind his back. Oh, how ironic, Marty, considering how much of a prick you are to Jennifer throughout this entire series. Jennifer, who had been tutoring the jock, tries to explain the situation to Marty, but Marty doesn't listen. Meanwhile, the Browns are in ancient Egypt, and the flux capacitor gets hit by a spear, which damages them and flings them into another time. They're trapped there in old Salem, in the olden days, I guess. What is it, the 1600s or whatever? I don't know. So Marty gets a message years later from where the Browns are to go back to Salem to bring a spare flux capacitor to save them. In the meantime, Marty tries to hook up with an old-timey girl who happens to be a Tannen, and she accuses him of being a witch. He's then condemned to being a witch. He is thrown into the water. He's literally left to be killed, but is saved, and they make it home. The second episode to receive a bye is episode five, Roman Holiday. Marty, Doc, and Doc head to ancient Rome to return overdue library books. Jules and Verna overhear the father talk about the arcades, and they stow away thinking they're going to play video games. Jules and Verna accidentally end up with Doc and Marty in ancient Rome. Once there, Marty insults Bificus and is challenged to a chariot race. Doc is mistaken for a rebellious slave and is going to be thrown to the lions. The boys run amok in ancient Rome and end up meeting Judah, a slave who helps them get out of trouble. In the end, Marty loses the race because Bificus must rise to power in order for the Roman Empire to fall, so he loses on purpose. Doc uses his holographic device to avoid becoming Lion Chow
and the boys help Judah escape to become a free man. Marty switches places with Judah and rejoins Doc and Jules and Vern, who are about to go back to their home turf. This was also issue number 3 of the Back to the Future comic, and it had an adaptation of this episode. Yikes. This was considered one of the best ones. Huh? This had a ranking of 7. I should say Witchcraft had a ranking of IMDb ranking of 7.1. This had a ranking of 7. And then episode 3 had a ranking of 6.8, Forward to the Past, to test a new invention called the Sonic Garbage Molecular Redistributor. Without Marty, Doc and the boys head back to prehistoric times before 3 million years. Oh, they go back 3 million years. It's written weird. So they don't endanger anyone. Well, they endanger some things. That's the one where they go back and they accidentally stop the meteor from taking out the dinosaurs. Then back in the present time, all humankind has been erased and dinosaurs take over the world. So then they go back and dinosaurs are like modernized. They wear suits, they walk around, they have a civilization. So they have to go back again. And even though they meet their friend, Donnie Pterodon, they allow the meteor to, they put the meteor back, I guess, something like that, and allow the meteor to kill Donnie and all of his dinosaur friends, thus bringing everybody back and humankind is returned. That is a 6.8 rating on IMDb. Those are the top 3 IMDb rankings for these episodes. They all get a buy. They all move on to the Sweet 16. So our first matchup is the number 4 seed against the number 13 seed. The number 4 seed is episode 6, Go Fly a Kite. That is the one where Jules taunts Vern, saying he's adopted, and Vern sees something that makes him think that Benjamin Franklin is his biological father. He takes the DeLorean back in time, and he ends up interfering with Franklin's invention of electricity. And that makes all the electricity turn off in present day. Doc, Marty, and Einstein trace Vern back to Benjamin Franklin. He saves Vern from falling off a clock tower, and Vern realizes Doc is his real dad. They end up helping Benjamin Franklin reinvent electricity, and then which restores power in the future. Really, that was one of the top-rated ones. Interesting. It had a 6.8 rating, and it is going up against the lowest seed in this season, episode 12, with a ranking of 5.9, Retired. Now, if you remember Retired, that's the one on April Fool's. Jules and Vern sabotage Doc's inventions, and one of them makes him think that his brain doesn't work anymore, so he retires. At the same time, Marty's having a rock concert where he uses one of Doc's weather machines to have a cool effect, but some crap happens, and it like they end up making a giant catastrophic flood, and that Doc is like, he goes back in time. He basically does all these things. He takes a job as a piano player. That is ranked number 13th for a reason. I hated that episode. I remember that episode. It barely had any time travel, and as much as I don't love Go Fly a Kite, and I don't love Go Fly a Kite because if Benjamin Franklin didn't invent electricity, why would the power, the whole world would be way different. It wouldn't just be, oh, electricity in 1991 doesn't work. It would be, the world would be in darkness. They'd come back to, like, I'm sorry, Biff can steal a sports almanac, and Hill Valley turns into a cesspool. They stop Benjamin Franklin from inventing electricity, and the only thing that happens is the power is out in current day. No. But still, it's better than Retired. So Go Fly a Kite moves on to the Sweet 16. Now, I know what you're saying, how much further are they going to make it? I don't know. There's only one way to find out. We got to get there, but we're still in the round one of these playoffs here. And this is a biggie. This is seed number 5 with a 6.8. Again, there's this same seeding as Go Fly a Kite. It just so happened that I put them in this order. I don't know exactly why, but it has a 6.5, 6.8, I should say, and it's going up against Clara's Folks. which had a ranking of 6.1, episode 13, one of the lower rankings. Now, A Dickens of a Christmas is actually a really kind of fun episode where they end up going back into to have a old Christmas in the olden days. And wait a minute. And they end up living through some Charles Dickens type adventures. There's a pickpocket. There's a Ebenezer Tannen. He throws people into jail. He ends up throwing Clara into a debtor's prison. Marty has to pretend to be a ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. There's some fun Christmassy stuff in this, but again, I don't think it was that great of an episode. But again, we're talking about we're trying to find the shiniest turd. That's how I look at it. It's going up against Clara's Folks, the season finale from season one. This one is almost apes the original Back to the Future movie. Jules and Vern head back to Wyoming and they meet Jules and Vern's maternal grandmother, who ends up falling in love with Marty. And while that's happening, Clara almost disappears in the current time. The boys and Marty must arrange Martha, Clara's mother, to meet Daniel, Clara's father. And so the two of them can fall in love. To me, I don't know if it was because the time travel had stakes or if it because it really was just a duplicate of the movie, but I enjoyed this episode. If I'm going to put Clara's Folks up against the Christmas, this was a tough one, but I'm moving on. Clara's Folks, moving on to the Sweet 16. Boom. This is really exciting. We're still in round one. Can you hold back the excitement? So now, folks, we're going to the sixth seed with a score of 6.6, going up against the 11th seed with a score of 6.1. The sixth seed is Time Waits for No Frog, Einstein's Adventures. It's episode 7. It's actually two stories. And the second one is actually a little better than the first one, but I'm kind of thinking of the first one as the main episode. It's really tough. I mean, you got two stories here going up against Solar Sailors, which is the 11th seed with a 6.1 ranking. That's episode 9. But let's look back at Time Waits for No Frog. This episode was oofa boofa. Marty has athlete's foot, so they go back to the ancient Amazon jungle to find an extinct frog, the Bufo marinus, which emits an acid from its skin that helps with athlete's foot. They end up meeting Bifendo and his goons. They think they're going to help them find El Dorado, the lost city of gold. They end up being captured by Incas. There's some musical scene with some kind of racist looking cartoons that I didn't think was, really all that, good. So, Doc makes the frogs go crazy with dance. I mean, it's really just a kind of dumb all around. It's only 15 minutes because they have a second story where Doc goes to a hardware store. Einstein is asleep in the back. Two people steal a car. They rob a bank. Then they steal the car. They end up going back accidentally to Australia in 1790. Einstein ends up getting the car back, bringing them back, and they go back to the police. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter. That actual little adventure was a fun little thing, better than the main story, but isn't enough to have them move on. This episode is taking on episode 9, Solar Sailors. As an anniversary gift to the parents, Jules has created an invention that displays front page headlines from history and gives his second gift, tickets on a space cruise in the year 2091. Yes, folks, this is the one and only episode of Back to the Future, the animated series, that goes to the future. Clara and Doc go to the future to go on a cruise that's run by the McFly family, Marta McFly, Marty's great-granddaughter, the granddaughter of either Marty McFly Jr. or Marlene McFly, and daughter of Marta McFly. That's the great-granddaughter. I don't know. That's what it says here on Wikipedia. I don't know. Anyway, they back on the current time, Jules and Vern see headlines saying the ship was lost at, sabotage and lost in space. So they end up going there to save them. We also get Griff, we get Ziff, and Ziff Tannen, who we actually then see, end up seeing Griff Tannen, which brings us back to Back to the Future 2, the weakest of the movies, but still from the movies. So you have Time Waits for No Frog and Einstein's Adventures going up against Solar Sailors. I have to say it, Solar Sailors is moving on. Solar Sailors, they go to the future. We see Griff Tannen. It's, they have some fun time travel thing where the kids find an old newspaper or see a newspaper from the future saying they're, you know, that they're lost and they have to go and save them. And we get to see some crazy prices for parking, if I remember that correctly. So they're moving on as well. Let's go on to the 7th seed taking on the 10th seed. We have the 7th seed, which is episode 8 with a 6.6 rating, Batter Up. That is the 8th episode of the season. That's where Marty goes back to the National League pennant in the 1890s to help his ancestor, Pee-wee McFly, for the Boston Bean Eaters, an actual team, win the series. He actually cheats using performance-enhanced inventions, a pair of glasses that helps Marty pitch and hit better. Very stupid. I liked seeing the fact that the Boston Bean Eaters were a real thing. And there's a Diamond Jim Tannen who's trying to, a big time gangster who's trying to get Pee-wee to throw the pennant. Maybe, I think he originally did. This episode was meh, you know, it's kind of in the middle, and I get that based on what I'm seeing, you know, the other episodes, but it's going up against, the 10th seed, which is a 6.1 rating, the first episode of the series Brothers. That's the one where we're seeing them for the first time. That's the one where Vern ends up running away from home, going back in time to the Civil War. He ends up, we find out in the future that he's with a battalion that gets killed. So somewhere in that timeline, at that moment, Vern's little skeleton is buried somewhere. I'm telling you, that is how I saw it. That's because that's how science works. But Doc and Marty go back, and they end up helping. Did Marty go back? Actually, I think, or maybe Doc and Vern went. Jules went back. I'm very confused. Vern ran away from home. Jules and Doc go back. I think Marty wasn't much of this, or maybe they all chase. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The fact is, they end up finding out that both sides were both friends and family, so there wasn't any fighting amongst those two. You know, not a great kickoff, but it brought in time travel, and it established that these kids were kind of the main part of the story. Plus, it's going up against Batter Up, which was kind of annoying, and that's why I'm saying Brothers, the season premiere, moves on to the Sweet 16. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Now, we have our final first round matchup, episode 11. It is the 8th seed against the 9th seed. These ones are the closest. A 6.3 rating against a 6.2 rating. Episode 11, Gone Fishing, I should say, up against episode 2, A Family Vacation. I'm going to talk about episode 2 first, A Family Vacation, which is the 9th seed. They end up, without consulting the family while leaving Marty and Jennifer alone, Doc takes Clara and the boys back to the Middle Ages. This is their vacation. To the year 1367 to escape the technology that he feels the family has become so reliant on. Leaving the DeLorean that goes back to their home turf, Doc angers Clara and Jules and Vern leave them. The kids run off. I don't know. Clara's kidnapped by an evil Lord Biffingham and he's thrown in a dungeon. Jules and Vern meet up with Harold McFly, whose lady love Genevieve, get it? Which if they fell in love, then Marty and Jennifer are already related and inbred. They were kidnapped by Lord Biffingham. She was also kidnapped by Lord Biffingham. Doc ends up in a jousting match. I mean, this is the one where they almost get their heads chopped off and Clara and Jennifer show up in a hot air balloon that they stitch together. Very, very dumb. The fact that this, you know, is not one of the lower rating ones is surprising to me that it's actually this highly ranked at number 9. And at number 8, this one, I'm surprised, is actually ranked this low. This is a 6.3 rating. It is episode 11 of the first season, Gone Fishing. This is where they, The kids want to do a fishing contest, but Doc is very afraid of going fishing because of something that happened to him when he was a kid. He fell into the river. So the kids go back to make sure he doesn't fall into the river. While he does that, he accidentally casts his fishing rod, gets caught by a plane, gets pulled through the air, and people think he's part of some stunt spectacular. He ends up being heralded as Daredevil Brown. He becomes rich and famous doing crazy stunts around the country. He's making movies. They have records. They have all kinds of like memorabilia all about him. People are getting their haircut to be like him. He's a huge star. There's even like a newsreel about Daredevil Brown. And movie producer D.W. Tannen wants him to do a very dangerous stunt of going over a barrel in a waterfall. He promises it's only a dummy, but in reality, he's really going to send him over. Luckily, the boys figure it out. They use an extra flux capacitor. Vern jumps in the barrel instead and uses the flux capacitor to fly away back to where everyone's back in the fishing hole. This was one of my favorite episodes, I have to say. And I feel like this is easily moving on to the Sweet 16. And I'm excited to see where we go from here as we move on to the next round. We're staying in season one. We're going to go all the way through season one and get the final episode from this season. So folks, we're at the Sweet 16 now, where we're starting with episode 4. That is Witchcraft. That's the one of the buys. It's going up against episode 13, the lowest ranked episode. Again, we're reseeding Clara's Folks. So Witchcraft is going up against Clara's Folks. I don't need to redo, you know, the summaries for these episodes. You remember Clara's Folks is the one that really apes the original movie. Witchcraft is Marty is almost murdered, and he basically tries to two-time on Jennifer with some Tannen girl from the past. I'm sorry, Witchcraft, but Clara's Folks is moving on. That leaves us to the second seed taking on the seventh seed of this Sweet 16 second round, Roman Holiday against Solar Sailors. Roman Holiday, okay, sure, Doc gets to almost get killed by lions, and they're running around, and Bificus, and there's a joust, I think, or no, the chariot race. I don't care. It's going up against Solar Sailors, which goes to the future and gives us Griff Tannen and Ziff Tannen. Solar Sailors, you are moving on. Then that gives us Forward to the Past. Now, I haven't talked. Oh, I did talk about this one. This is the third buy. This is the one with the dinosaurs and the dinosaurs taking over the world and the meteor and them stopping the meteor. It's insane. It's crazy. It's taking on Brothers, which is the season in series premiere. The Civil War one. I'm sorry, Brothers, but Forward to the Past and those dinosaurs and that crazy, sad dinosaur that cries as you see the meteor literally about to crash before the DeLorean leaves and killing all the dinosaurs and killing, including their friend. That is moving on Forward to the Past. And then lastly, we have Go Fly a Kite, which is the one where Vern thinks that Benjamin Franklin is his dad. Not a great episode, but it took on one of my least favorite episodes. That's how it made it out of this round. But it's not going any further because it's going up against Gone Fishing. It's going up against Daredevil Brown. It's out of here. Gone Fishing, you're moving on to the Elite Eight. And now we're in the Elite Eight, my friends. Reseed everything again. So we have Forward to the Past, the dinosaur one, going up against Clara's Folks, the Back to the Future, you know, the one where Clara's mother has the huts for Marty. I think does he call himself Clint Eastwood in this one? I forget. That's those two are going up against each other. And then we have Gone Fishing, the one with Daredevil Brown, going up against Solar Sailors. Folks, Forward to the Past, Clara's Folks. That's the first one. That's the first one here. The three seed going up against the 13 seed. The 13 seed. The major, like, I'm sorry. Yeah, and it's the 12th seed, but it's the 13th episode. The 12th seed, one of the lowest ranked IMDb ones, is moving on, taking out Forward to the Past that had a bye the first round, made it through the second round, loses this time. Clara's Folks, you're moving on to the final four. Then we have Gone Fishing going up against Solar Sailors. Gone Fishing, Daredevil Brown, the newsreel, Doc was a famous stunt boy going up against solar sailors, where they go to the future. We meet Griff. We meet Ziff. Yeah. There's so many tannins. That leaves us with which one? I'm going to have to say Gone Fishing. You're moving on. Sorry, solar sailors. That was fun. But I marginally enjoyed the episode of Daredevil Brown, which leads us to the final four. Moving on to the championship game is one of these two episodes. Episode 11, the 8th seed overall, going up against episode 13, the 12th seed overall for this season, Gone Fishing, going up against Clara's Folks. Now, this is a tough one. Clara's Folks had all the makings of Back to the Future animated Back to the Future movie. With like, it really aped that story to the point where that's probably why I liked it so much, where Clara almost disappeared. But Gone Fishing had them figuring out how to use the flux capacitor to put the barrel over the falls. It had the newsreel. It had this silly Daredevil Brown becoming a superstar. And it had Doc's uncle, which was a crazy guy who was doing like sitting on a pole at the beginning of this episode. And it was Doc's voice. It was basically, I think, a younger, high-pitched version of Doc in the cartoon. Folks, moving on to the championship. Moving on to the finals is the season one champ. Season one, episode 11. The 8th seed overall, Gone Fishing. Gone Fishing is your season one champ. That is the best episode of the first season. It doesn't matter what you think. I'm telling you for fact, without any argument, that is the best episode. I just scientifically brought you through it. So now, how does that rank against the champion from season two? Well, folks, let's jump right into the season two rankings. So just like with season one, we have 13 episodes, and three of those episodes, the top ranking three, get first round buys. But here's the interesting thing. These top three ranked episodes, the highest ranking is 6.6. If that was in the first season, that would be a 6 or 7 seed. You know, I mean, that is crazy. So that basically IMDb is telling me the second season just isn't as good as the first season, which really should have been a warning to me when I went to watch all of these. So the first three episodes that get a bye are season two, season three, and season eight from the second season. Season two, episode two, the highest seed of all of these episodes is, put on your thinking cap, kids. It's time for Mr. Wisdom. Now, if you remember this episode, it's the one where it's basically a Mr. Wizard type guy. He ends up coming back in the series finale, which I just talked about yesterday. We find out that he and Doc have a bit of a history together. They were in college together, and they ended up, Mr. Wisdom ended up stealing one of Doc's inventions, which made him rich and famous and gave him a TV show. But he is a terrible, terrible person. He's mean to kids. He's like, he's a big fake. And he created nothing. All he did was steal Doc's ideas and won a prize. And that's how he became his famous self, even though he's a terrible, terrible kid, a terrible, terrible person. That somehow is the top ranked episode and is going on to the Sweet 16 automatically. Also going on to the Sweet 16 is A Friend Indeed. That is season two, episode three. It has a 6.5 ranking. That's where Biff announces that he has the legal deed from the 1800s for Jennifer Parker's ranch. It says Jennifer Parker's ranch, but I thought maybe it was her grandparents' ranch. And he's going to evict them because I think he was going to put like a toxic waste dump there instead. So Marty goes back to the 1800s to figure out what's going on there. He ends up finding out that the Parkers, the Parkers' ancestors were swindled out of their property by the outlaw, an outlaw that was one of Tannen's ancestors. He ends up joining Thaddeus Tannen, and he ends up almost marrying Tannen's sister, which she had a crazy name, which I don't even see it written here. I don't even know if it's listed in this summary. They just kind of quickly gloss over that. But he ends up almost, there it is. Hepzibah Tannen. Is that anything backwards? Hab is Peh. No, maybe Hepzibah is just a name. So those are the Tannens of this Thaddeus and Hepzibah. They end up burying the deed. So that's why it's lost when he gets arrested. And all those years later, because the Tannens live on the same property for hundreds of years, Biff finds it. Marty had him sign it with invisible ink. So when he comes back this time around, it took 100 something years, but it finally erased from the deed right there in front of everyone so that they save the Parker's ranch, even though I guess legally Biff should have had it. I'm just going to say that. And the third episode with also a ranking of 6.5. In fact, the first five, the second, third, fourth, and fifth episodes all have 6.5s. That is A Vern by Any Other Name. Episode 8, that's the one where Vern hates his name and wants to go to the past to talk his parents out of... Well, first they go to Jules Verne to try to get him to change his name. When that fails, they go to the Old West again, and they try to convince Doc... He tries to convince Doc and Clara to use another name for Vern, who's also just about to be born, but he ends up saving the baby, that's already born, which is Jules, and... After he helps with the birth and helps Doc come back to life, Doc and Clara name Vern after Vern. So it ends up he was actually named after himself the whole time. And then Doc goes, but their names are Jules and Vern, like our favorite writer. So he wasn't actually named after Jules and Vern on purpose. He was named Vern because Vern was named after himself. And that are the three that have the top buys. We'll put those aside for round. Those automatically go on to the Sweet 16. Let's get talking about the rest of these episodes. The next up, a 4 seed taking on the 13 seed. The 4 seed is the St. Louis Blues. That's the one where Clara and Doc end up going back to the early 1900s to the St. Louis Fair. And Marty, at the same time, accidentally used this haircutting invention that gave some crazy hair. Very dumb. But luckily for the St. Louis Blues, they luckily are going up against episode six of season two, the lowest ranking with a 5.8. It is, if I look at both seasons, it is the lowest ranking episode of them all. But it's tied for the lowest ranking, I should say. And that is Brave Lord and the Demon Monstrux, where there's no time travel. Doc gets sucked into a video game. The video game gets sucked into the real world. I think maybe it was supposed to be a Halloween episode. This was very dumb on every level, and it is not moving on. St. Louis Blues, by default, the fact that I didn't hate you as much as I hated this episode, you're moving on to the Sweet 16. Congratulations. Next up is a 5 seed with another 6.5 rating, taking on a 12th seed, the 5.8 rating, another lowest seed, which is surprising to me because this 5.8 seed, the 12th seed, is season 2, episode 1, Mac the Black. That's someone where Marty ends up going back with Vern. It's something about getting an earring. They go back to pirate times and there's pirate adventures, and Marty pretends to be this guy named Mac the Black. Then he ends up meeting the real Mac the Black, and adventure ensues. I'm surprised this is the lowest ranking, one of the lowest ranking episodes of this season. Not that it's anything great, but it is kind of fun. They go on an adventure together. And this one is taking on the series finale, the 5th seed overall, episode 13 from season 2, Vern Hatches an Egg. That's where Vern goes back to prehistoric times to steal a dinosaur egg so that he has it for show and tell. And the egg ends up hatching, and he ends up having a dinosaur hanging out with him in the Hill Valley in the 90s. They end up having to bring the dinosaur back. And again, we just talked about this yesterday, Eric and I. Who knows if that dinosaur was rejected by its family or not. I am saying, just on that fact alone, that is Vern Hatches an Egg is going nowhere, because Mac the Black, you're moving on to the Sweet 16. Congratulations. Next up, we have The Sixth Seed. With a 6.4 rating, it is the fourth episode of the second season, Marty McFly, PFC, taking on the 11th seed of the second season with a 5.9 rating, the seventh episode, The Money Tree. If you remember The Money Tree, it's about Jules invents a money tree. No questions asked, money spent. It is, I don't think there's any time travel in this episode. It's again, another low one. I can't believe it's low. It's higher than Mac the Black. I am beside myself. There's no chance The Money Tree is moving on, but let's at least remind you what Marty McFly PFC is about. That had one of my favorite things in the whole series, where Marty has to go back. Well, they end up going back. Well, the reason they go back is kind of dumb. They go back to try to get the blueprints for Doc's invention for some cool dancing shoes because Vern doesn't want to dance. But Marty ends up joining the army by accident, and Vern ends up having to dance to distract Marty getting away. But what's cool is he dances with this girl who we find out is his dance instructor in modern day. So they have this cool little connection of there's a character from the current time. We meet a girl in the past, and then we find out at the end that was actually her, the same person the whole time. That alone, plus the fact that it's going up against the terrible Money Tree. Marty McFly, PFC, you're moving on to the Sweet 16. Congratulations. Now, we have episode 10, The Seventh Seed, My Pop's an Alien, going up against episode 5, The Tenth Seed, Vern's New Friend. My Pop's an Alien has a 6.4 rating. Vern's New Friend has a 5.9 rating. How is that possible? Vern's New Friend is the one where Vern is playing baseball. He says girls can't play baseball, but then he ends up meeting this girl who wears a hat the whole time until we find he thinks she's a boy. They hang out. They enjoy comic books. They wish they could go see a circus. So Vern tells them all about the time, tells Chris all about the time machine. They end up going back to see the circus with Marty. The voices of the guys running the circus were funny enough. They end up getting caught up in a thing where one of the Tannins is trying to steal the land back or take away the circus from these people. So they flood it with free tickets. And I think they saved the day. I don't know. It really doesn't matter. But Vern's New Friend up against My Pop's an Alien. That is episode 10, where there's a Comet Kablooey coming. Now, I'm not even looking at notes. I just remember Comet Kablooey is coming. And Biff thinks the last time Comet Kablooey came, an alien came down and he freaked him out. So they were like, oh my God, when did this alien happen? It happened back in the 60s. So they travel back to the 60s to see what's going on because there was mass hysteria in the 90s. Turns out that they think it was Doc. Oh, do they think Doc Brown's the alien? I think they think Doc Brown's the alien. So then they go back to figure out what's going on. They think Doc's an alien, but no, he just created a spaceship. So like a blimp, so that he could fly up and see the Comet Kablooey. So it's all just a big misunderstanding, but they end up telling Biff, don't tell anyone you saw this. Otherwise we'll bring you back to our planet, whatever. I don't know. The fact that that's higher ranking than Vern's New Friend is a catastrophe. Vern's New Friend, you're moving on to the Sweet 16. And that leads us with one final entry in to our round one of season two, the Hill Valley Brownout versus Super Doc. The Hill Valley Brownout is the one where Doc accidentally knocks out the power around Founders Day. There's really no time travel until the end. They bring Clara goes, we don't see it, brings back the actual founder of Hill Valley to tell people you can have fun without electricity. But before that, is that the one where they have to, where they dress up as geishas to hide from, because he's not allowed in town. He's kicked out for blowing all the power. He sneaks back in to try to fix the power grid, but there's too much power. Now things won't turn off. Yeah, that one, none of these are great. None of these are great. But then we have Super Doc, which again, wasn't great either, but it brought in professional wrestling. So that alone puts it up a little higher. Doc gets conked on the head and thinks he's an actual superhero because of these fancy shoes, again, superpowered shoes. But the shoes were introduced just because Marty wanted to be a little taller for 5 seconds. So that was kind of dumb. But it still wasn't as bad as the Hill Valley Brownout. They both have a ranking of 6.2. So the people think they're very close. The 8 and 9 seed always seem to be very close in ranking. So this is a tough one. Not for me. Super Doc, you're moving on to the Sweet 16. So we now take the Sweet 16. We reseed them all. So put your thinking cap on, kids. It's time for Mr. Wisdom. Is still the number one seed. It got a bye, of course. Oh, yeah. These are the three episodes that are bye. Put your thinking cap on, kids. It's the time for Mr. Wisdom, A Friend Indeed, and A Vern by Any Other Name. Those three are now up against the remaining five episodes that lasted from the first round. So first up, we have Put Your Thinking Cap On against Super Doc. As much as I thought Put Your Thinking Cap On was kind of dumb, Super Doc had the wrestling. I still thought the Mr. Wisdom was kind of a funny character. Not great. Kind of a funny character, how awful he was. And I like that he stole Doc's idea, his invention, which was a self-powered hula hoop. So Put Your Thinking Cap On. Mr. Wisdom, you're moving on, baby. Now we have A Friend Indeed, which is the one where the Tannins try to take the Parker Ranch, going up against Vern's new friend. Vern's new friend is, again, it's the baseball, it's the circus one, but it's also like, wow, I can actually be friends with a girl. And so that one, it was good enough to get out of the first round, but it's not good enough to move on to the Elite Eight. You're out of here, friends. Vern's new friend, A Friend Indeed. You are moving on as well. So the top two seeds have made it through the first round because of the bye, made it through the Sweet 16. They're both in the Elite Eight, but who will they be going up against? They'll be going up against A Vern by Any Other Name, up against Marty McFly PFC. These are both some of my favorite episodes because Marty McFly PFC has the thing where Vern has to dance and ends up dancing with the girl that becomes his instructor, 50 years later, where a Vern by Any Other Name, Vern ends up going back in time because he doesn't like his name. He wants to get it changed, but it turns out he was named after himself the whole time. Ladies and gentlemen, that alone made me really like that episode, or at least the time travel conceit of it. Actually, some of the Jules Verne stuff was kind of funny too. So a Vern by Any Other Name, you're moving on as well. Yes, folks. The number one seed, the number two seed, and the number three seed all moved on to the Sweet 16. So this time around, IMDb users, you seem to have gotten it right because all three of the first seeds, top rankings, are in the Elite Eight. Who will be meeting them? The final entry of the Sweet 16 is the St. Louis Blues. That's the one where they go back to the St. Louis Fair up against Mac the Black, the pirate one. Think about St. Louis Blues, that whole thing with Marty and his hair was very dumb. There was a Nelson joke for the rock band Nelson in there. That alone sinks that ship because it was blown out of the ocean from a cannonball from Mac the Black, the pirate episode. Mac the Black, you are moving on to the Elite Eight. All right. So now, if we reseed those, we have Put Your Thinking Cap On, kids. It's time for Mr. Wisdom, the number one seed, up against Mac the Black. Mac the Black, you were good enough to beat the St. Louis Fair, but you're not good enough to beat Put Your Thinking Cap On, kids. You're not good enough to make it there. You're moving on. Put Your Thinking Cap On, you're moving on. The number one seed has made it all the way to the final four, but who is it going up against? My friends, A Friend Indeed is going up against A Vern by Any Other Name. The Friend Indeed is the one where Marty and Marty goes back to try to figure out what's going on with the Biff Tannen family stealing the deed for the ranch, the Parker's Ranch. And A Vern by Any Other Name is Vern figuring out that he was actually named after himself. No brainer for me. The final four, the final four entry for season two is Put Your Thinking Cap On, kids. It's time for Mr. Wisdom and A Vern by Any Other Name. And the season two champ, without a shadow of a doubt for me, looking at these two, A Vern by Any Other Name, you are moving on. You were the third seed. You've moved on to the championship, and you are taking on from season one, the episode 11. Which one was that? That was the eighth seed. So a number three seed is taking on an eighth seed, Gone Fishing. Now, Gone Fishing had all the fun stuff, had all the silly stuff. I have not, I'm really got to think about this. Had all the silly stuff with Doc becoming a rich and famous actor, stuntman, and just a pop icon. But the fact that there's no residuals or any knowledge of this, well, I guess you wouldn't get residuals back then. He was only doing it for a few weeks, but none of that money, even though I think maybe some of that money went towards the Brown family fortune and their nice house. Some of, you know, it's still, it left some like, how could he be that famous and no one talks about it at all today? Where in season two, we get the Jules Verne. I thought I knew what I was going to say here when I was looking at it, but folks, I think I've come to a decision. The best episode of Back to the Future, the animated series, is season two, episode 8, A Verne by Any Other Name. You are the winner of Marchy McMadness. And in that episode, Bill Nye created a submarine in a soda bottle. It had nothing to do with anything in this episode. In fact, there were other episodes that actually had a submarine in it, The Money Tree. I don't know why that was put in this episode. I don't care. It doesn't matter. On November 14th, 1992, the producers of the Back to the Future animated series released the best episode of that series. Best overall. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want to give a big shout out to the writers of that episode. Earl Kress is the writer of that episode, directed by John Hayes. You came in between The Money Tree. It was aired right after The Money Tree, which was garbage, and The Hill Valley Brownout, which was slightly less garbage. A Verne by Any Other Name. You are our winner. Congratulations. That's really it here, folks, for Marchy McMadness and Geek Mentality and Fans Not Experts and Marchy McFly. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, and Blue Sky at Geek Mentality. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. The podcast, the website is fansnotexperts.com. You can find every episode of Marchy McFly, and you can find the complete, finished, finalized bracket right at fansnotexperts.com. Go to the show notes for this episode, and you will be able to see it right there. That's it. I'm done. We did it. We picked a champion, A Verne by Any Other Name. Congratulations to you. Oh, wait. I almost forgot. Eric sent in his copy of the bracket that I put together. My bracket might be a little more out of order now because I redid my bracket so that it matched all the seating and everything kind of flowed together. Originally, I just put the order of what the first round, and I didn't kind of take into effect the reseeding of things. So my bracket looks a little different than his, but I'll at least tell you the first round, he thought Go Fly a Kite would beat Retired. He is correct. He thought that Dickens of a Christmas would beat Clarice Folks. He was wrong there. He thought that the one where the Go Fly a Kite would beat Solus Hilarious, he was wrong there. He thought Batter Up would beat Brothers. He was wrong there. Gone Fishing, he thought would beat Family Vacation. Correct. He thought then Forward to the Past would beat Gone Fishing. He was wrong there. He thought Roman Holiday would move on. It did not move on to the next round. He thought Batter Up would move on. That was already way gone. His bracket was completely busted. He thought Witchcraft would not move on, but it's very busted. And so on the first season, he thought the final episode would be number 13. That would be the best of them all. The lowest rank, which is Retired. Wait, how did he do that? No, I'm sorry, not number 13. I misread his writing. Number 3 overall would be the one that come out of the season, which is, let's look at this again. Why can't I see 3 listed? Oh, Forward to the Past. Good episode, weird episode. It did not make it out. On the season 2 side of things, He thought that St. Louis Blues would beat Bravelord. Absolutely. He thought that Vern Hatch and Egg, the one we talked about, he thought that would beat meet Mac the Black. It did not. He thought that the Money Tree would beat Marty McFly PFC. No chance. He thought My Pops and Alien would lose, would actually beat Vern's New Friend. Wrong again. And he thought that Super Doc would beat out the Hill Valley Brownout, which I, wait a minute, let me double check. It did. That was the one he got correct. So his complete busting, you know, was busted in the first round. He thought that coming out of the whole thing and the whole winner of all of them was put on your thinking cap, kids. It's time for Mr. Wisdom. That did make it to the final four, but it did not win. It did not make it to the championship. Once again, Vern, by any other name, is your Marchie McMadness champion. Now, we're done here talking about the animated series. We're done here talking about cartoons, comic books, video games. We are setting up now for the final episode of Marchie McFly. You know, people thought, how could there be a Marchie McFly 4 when there wasn't a Back to the Future 4? But what if there was? What if there was? Folks, that's all I'm going to say to you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans, not experts.